There's a lot to talk about. I'll try to keep my thoughts focused. So, we in Israel, as if there was a difference between the two countries, are at war with Iran. You've probably heard about this. We did this today. I say we. I don't actually know whether it was Israel or America. It also doesn't matter to me. It's an irrelevant distinction. We've targeted their oil depots, infrastructure on the outskirts of Tehran, and we have started quite a fire. You know, I don't know if you remember what happened in Kuwait, but when you set fire to oil infrastructure, oil fields, anything like that, it burns for a long time. Everything disaster, but certainly in addition to everything else, a climate disaster. Very nasty stuff. In response to what we have done, I don't understand. Iran's bombed Dubai as a response? Yes, as they should. How long will that take to burn? I've seen videos of streaks of burning oil pouring down sloped city streets. In response, Iran has begun targeting oil infrastructure in neighboring countries like the UAE, and God bless them. I hope their Shahid drones, you know, find them with great accuracy. This conflict is actually going pretty badly for us. By us, of course, I mean the Zionazi pedophile state known as Amera Israel, in a variety of ways. Obviously, one big one is that we have begun an economic crisis. The closing of the Strait of Hormuz and the rapid increase in gas prices is going to lead to global inflation and is probably going to make the president look pretty bad. But in addition to that, Iran has successfully pelted a bunch of our bases in neighboring countries, Iraq, UAE, whatever else, and caused them to flee. On orders of the Pentagon, some of these U.S. bases have actually fled to civilian hotels in an effort to avoid getting hit with those drones. Or, in other words, we're doing the IDF thing. We're using human shields. U.S. soldiers leaving the base and going to civilian hotels, just regular hotels, nearby. Isn't that a war crime? Yes. Not that it fucking matters, apparently. As a consequence of this, I suspect that U.S. casualties are much, much, much higher than is being reported. As a matter of fact, the head of Iran's National Security Council has actually said that they've captured a number of U.S. soldiers from a base in Iraq. We don't know for sure whether this is true. The CENTCOM, Central Command, has denied it. But I will always trust Iran over the United States, and I think that any sensible person would do so as well. This is also a very provable claim from Iran. So, you know, we'll see if proof comes out. Hey, is anyone else getting asked to sign in to confirm they're not a bot on the website? Yes, that happens to many people. We want to make sure you're not a bot or Israeli. We're not trusting CENTCOM. Okay. No, the conflict is going quite poorly for us. We're engaging in a maximal strategy of civilian annihilation. I assume that you guys have seen this clip. I can only play a short bit of it, unfortunately, because it is from 60 Minutes, which means that it's copyright claimed. But you've seen this, I assume, right?
Does this put U.S. personnel in any more danger than they otherwise would be?
Well,
the Russian involvement.
No one's putting us in danger. We're putting the other guys in danger. That's our job. So we're not concerned about that. We mitigate it as we need to. Our commanders factor all of this. But the only ones that need to be worried right now are Iranians that think they're going to live.
The idea that we were freeing the Iranian people was one of the roulette explanations we gave for this invasion to begin with. Like, obviously, the real reason we're doing this is because, A, we do Israel's bidding. B, the elites want to rape children. And C, they want to further the accumulation of wealth from the bottom to the top. Those are the only reasons they want to do anything. All, like, this is very basic material economics. All forces in the world are dictated on some level by wealthy people wanting to children. I guess I didn't expect us to arrive at this point so quickly, where Hegseth and the president were just openly saying, yeah, we're just here to kill as many people as possible. But that is the goal. There's not really any other explanation for what we're seeing in Tehran right now. I mean, one of our opening strikes was on a fucking girls' school, you know. That was us, by the way. That was the United States. But we've given up on other explanations. I guess the president and his cronies are guessing that because there don't seem to be any consequences for anything they've ever done, no matter how obviously bad or damaging or treasonous or, you know, evil, there won't be any consequences for this either. And they are probably correct. It's not just Pete Hegseth, by the way. I'm really trying to stay focused because every day we get an amount of information that I could cover evidencing the fact that they're evil that would take hours and hours and hours to go through. I'm trying to keep this very focused, but just listen to this from Air Force One.
They're being decimated now. You know, at some point, I don't think there'll be anybody left maybe to say, we surrender, but they're being decimated. And
so again, remember, the official narrative from the White House was the initial strike was a decapitation strike. And now they're just peppering the country to pave the way for a civilian uprising. But I guess they've given up on that now. You know, like we're not doing, we're like the liberatory. I really can't overstate. I mean, this is like, is so much worse than the Iraq War. For years and years in Iraq and Afghanistan, we persisted in the narrative, the myth of nation building. And it was a myth, but God, man, it was better than this. The lie of nation building was morally preferable to the president and the secretary of defense just saying, we're just gonna fucking kill you. Why? Why? I think Trump got asked why recently at a press conference, and he did the, what happened to you? You used to ask good questions. This question was woke. Next question. He pulled that one, if anyone has that clip. Why? Fuck you is why. We'll talk about why it's Israel. There is no real goal here because we are at the whim of fanatics, obviously. Israel will never be satisfied with anything less than the eradication of all non-Jews in the Middle East, and preferably, if they get their way, the darker-skinned Jews as well. So there is no version of this where a sane, secular, or democratic uprising took place. But thankfully, it is going poorly for us. I think I saw this right here on the front page of the Associated Press. Trump says he's ruled out having Kurds join the Iran war. I'll translate for you. After beginning of the strike, there was an effort to arm local Kurdish groups, Kurds, of course, an ethnic minority in Iran who have longed for many years for Kurdistan, their own independent state. They are the world's largest stateless ethnic group. And the Kurds said, no. No, not this time. And listen, the Kurds historically have really enjoyed working with the United States. We've tricked them like a dozen times, man. A dozen times we've gone to the Kurds and we've said, we'll help you. You just have to be our front wave against this local force, okay? Not this time. So, you know, we've written off the Kurds helping us out. Or something. Iranian Kurds want federalism, not full independence. People are people. I'm sure they want different things. I'm sure some of them would just like the bombing to stop. Probably a lot of them, actually. Sorry, if I'm just listing things that went wrong, recent reporting indicates, in addition to everything else, that a number of the people that we killed in the initial decapitation strike weren't just potential viable candidates for future leadership in Iran. They were like actively thought of as potentially compliant, which to my mind says Mossad spies. It's well known that Israeli intelligence had plants all over the Iranian government. They were literally everywhere. So in essence, the Ayatollah martyred himself to take out a bunch of Mossad traitors with him. You know, I mean, you can take that for what you will, honestly. He's being received well in heaven. We don't actually like the Ayatollah here, but I don't like anyone less than I like the United States, I can tell you that much. So let me think, what else? We've given up on any explanation for what we're doing or why we're doing it. We have prompted Iran to begin targeting oil infrastructure in the Middle East, which, again, Iran is very capable of setting ablaze oil depots across the Middle East. If they start doing this in Iraq, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, UAE, it could lead to, again, I just want to be clear here, not just an emergency or inflation. It could lead to like a 28 days later-esque global shutdown. It would lead to like a greater economic crisis than certainly than we've ever seen. More than I can even describe, really. So good. Well, we would deserve it. But it would have a death toll, like a real big one all around the world. It turns out that Middle Eastern instability is actually really bad. I mean, Saddam Hussein invading Kuwait was why we did the Gulf War. We really don't want... Oil fields are very fragile. They literally... You bomb them, and then they're on fire forever, basically. That's the point. It's pressurized. It's incredibly difficult to put them out. It's very, very fragile. It just takes one drone. And Iran knows this, and everyone knows this, but we started the war anyway, and Iran basically has limitless moral license to do what they want here, considering the state of the world and what's happening. So that's happening. We've almost certainly incurred a greater death toll with U.S. servicemen than we're admitting publicly. You should not trust U.S. media or the government. What else? The Kurds aren't helping us. And, oh, right. Iran has said that they are... I normally would show you guys links, but I'm tired and I don't fucking care right now. Iran has said that they will no longer indiscriminately target their neighboring nations unless the United States fires from those locations. Essentially saying to Iraq, Saudi Arabia, UAE, and so on, control them. Because if they fire, we're hitting your oil fields. Time to bomb Dubai again. Only if UAE-based U.S. servicemen fire. So, we'll see how that goes. I hope they do. It's a good idea. Driving a wedge between the United States and the Gulf states. Look, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, all those countries, they know that Israel is unbelievably evil, right? Like, the people who run Saudi Arabia are basically just businessmen, you know? The Saudi royal family, extremely evil, but evil in a very, like, banal capitalist sense. They're aware of the fact that Israel is evil in that sense, but also in the sense that they are ruled by fanatical and extremely well-armed ethno-nationalists. They know this. They've dealt with Israel not because they like Israel. Like, the reason Saudi Arabia and Israel get along isn't because they like each other. Israelis think the Saudis are subhuman, and the Saudis think the Israelis are fucking crazy. And a lot of the Saudis are probably also anti-Semitic, right? But their union is just one of mutual convenience. If Iran succeeds in driving a wedge between the two, essentially, listen, okay, it's been fun, this alliance of yours, but if you keep allowing the U.S. and Israel to fire on us from your nation's military installations, we will burn your oil fields. We will take all of you down with us. I think they're right to do this. I think it's morally good. Very smart, considering the U.S. doesn't want to refill their air defense interceptors. We very quickly began running out of those. Also, Iran was able to destroy quite a few of our THAAD installations, weren't they? THAAD, our fancy, extremely expensive air defense radar triangulators. I'm not exactly sure how the tech works. All I know is that they're very expensive. They took out an important radar. They took out several. Billions of dollars worth. Yes, we had 8 worldwide. Now we have 4. Incredible. So, it's going well. Of course, keep in mind that all of this has happened at a great civilian cost. The people of Iran are... Who are the only civilians I'm really concerned about here? What's your general opinions of leftists who support Iran? Whether or not you support Iran is irrelevant at this point. Iran is fighting the Antichrist. Nothing else matters. Every civilian in Iran who dies to our bombs is martyring themselves in the service of a greater cause. We are so fucking evil. It is difficult to, I guess, rationalize. It sounds cartoonish, but like Jesus Christ, the president and the secretary of defense are both just doing interviews, admitting we're just in it to kill people. You know, we had no idea what we were getting into. We had no plans. We had many ambitions, but no plans. And it might get worse. From NBC reporting, Trump has privately expressed serious interest in deploying U.S. troops on the ground inside of Iran. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah, do it. Yeah, do it. Why not? Why not, man? Do it. Just a big old fleet of helicopters. I'm sure it'll go just like it did in Venezuela, where you could buy off all of their generals and all their air defensemen for like $5 a piece. I'm sure.